Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhouseonline.com.au.
Well, when those devastating floods hit so many communities in December and January, people everywhere were looking to their resources and their skills, and they were saying, well, what can I do to help? Everyday Aussies were opening up their wallets and they were giving their money. Many were travelling to Ipswich and to Toowoomba and to various parts of Brisbane and donating their time. It was really quite amazing, wasn't it? I actually wrote an article for ABC Religion and Ethics Online about the fact that this altruism that we saw during that time was just so beautiful. And I actually think it was actually a glimpse of God's image actually in us. But some people can actually give in a completely different way. And that's where the artists of the community actually come into play. Kathy Johnston is one of those artists. You might know of her work over the years as a singer-songwriter, much loved by Australian audiences. She felt she could do something with her talents and her skills, and so she put together this beautiful song you're going to hear in just a second. And she's dropped by to have a little bit of a natter about it. Hello, Kathy.
Hello.
Good to see you.
Oh, thanks. Good to see you too.
Yeah, it's a beautiful song. I'm going to play it in just a second. Now, you live on the north coast of New South Wales.
Central coast,
yeah. Central coast. So you weren't affected by the floods, even though New South Wales got quite a bit of rain. You weren't actually affected by the floods. Friends, family members affected at all?
Some friends in Toowoomba and Queensland area were affected. And I think just seeing the coverage, you know, I've found really that I was really drawn into that and was really feeling like, wow, imagine if that was me and my piano was floating down the street and I was losing everything. And I guess I kind of felt like, wow, that's pretty tough. And to see the response of Australians, how they got out there with their mops and buckets and lined up to go and help strangers, I was like, I want to get in line.
Absolutely. There was the call that all of us felt, you know, I want to jump in. I want to get involved somehow.
Yeah.
So what you did is you kind of took a few steps the other way and you went into the studio. You started writing a song.
Now, well, I actually sat down at the piano and just sat down while I was feeling, you know, this compassion, I guess, for people. And it just felt like this song downloaded. I don't even feel like I can take a lot of credit for it. It just kind of came to me and and then I thought, wow, I need to share this. So into the studio and a few days later,
there it was.
The song,
there it was, and now it's gone. Now, some of the words of Queensland Premier Anna Bligh have actually made their way into the song.
Yeah, yep. We will be strong. We will remember who we are. Because I think when you've had stuff stripped away from you, you're finding yourself in a tough place. It's pretty hard to kind of not have your own identity kind of pulled away with your dreams and the things that you were kind of aiming for. So I think it is good to remember that you aren't necessarily your possessions, that, you know, where there's light, there's hope, and what you see today isn't necessarily what you'll be tomorrow.
Nice. Yeah, nice. I mean, the fact is that there isn't actually an identity aspect of lots of the loss that we've actually seen because, as you said, I mean, if you actually watch, if you are a pianist and you watch your piano floating down, I mean, that is a part of you. And like people have lost photographs, that is a part of them. It's not just simply a frame with a picture in it. It's actually a part of your identity. There is this part of yourself that actually is floating away.
Yeah, that's right.
And I guess the artists are actually the ones that really resonate with this. It's not just the scientific-minded things are actually thinking about the flow of water or whatever. It's the artists who actually kind of really feel this in many ways. And it's probably the unique role that the artist brings in this kind of moment.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think, you know, compassion has a lot to do with it. And if you can put yourself in someone else's shoes, and imagine that it is you, I think you find yourself in the flow where you can kind of download these songs and paintings and whatever it might be that can actually encourage. I think it's really the responsibility of artists to encourage and inspire people. And if we can do that, I feel like we're playing our part on the earth.
Okay, well, I want you to stick around and we'll have a bit of a chat on the other side of the song and you can tell me just what it's actually achieved so far. But this is the song, Kathy Johnston's Hope Will Come. Take a listen.
Deep
This is Open House. It's Kathy Johnston, and Hope Will Come, the song that's been inspired by the tragedy of the Queensland floods, which has kind of left so many people ready for hope and waiting for hope. A beautiful song. I love the chorus. It's a beautiful hook, absolutely beautiful hook.
Thank you.
So you were saying that you got the inspiration for it. You sat down and what, within a few hours you had it recorded?
Within probably half an hour the song was complete, and then by the end of that day, we had it recorded. It's pretty cool. I think we underestimate the power that beauty has to play when there's such devastation. When we were traveling in Rwanda, that was one of the things that we really began to understand, that after the genocide, the president had asked people to plant flowers. And for them, that was a bizarre concept because they didn't have the money and there was no actual sort of physical benefit. They weren't going to actually be able to get fruit off them or food from them. But to have beauty in a time when it's tough actually does something for people's spirits, just to lift people's spirits. And
yes,
I think it's pretty cool if people can paint or write a piece of music or, you know,
let me get all theological on you now, Kathy. See, I reckon beauty is an amazing gift of God, and I think it actually brings that inspiration. There's actually a certain there's a spiritual reason why there is actually that inspiration behind beauty. I mean, whether it be an amazing scene or whether it be planting flowers after the genocide. I mean, I didn't actually know that story. That's a beautiful story.
Yeah.
Or whether it actually be, you know, composing songs after a crisis like that, there is something, I think there's a glimpse of God in beauty.
Definitely.
There's a glimpse of the Creator who created that beauty.
Yeah.
I think that's part of the reason why it actually inspires us.
Yeah, quite possibly. Yeah.
You don't want to go any further than that? You don't want to take me on?
I don't know if I can take you on because I kind of agree with you.
Yeah, you can actually disagree. But that's why there is something inspire. We actually are breathed into. There's something, some sort of new life there.
Yeah, it's almost like sometimes words can't say what a bunch of flowers can say. You know, when someone's going through a hard time, they don't really want to hear your words, but a bunch of flowers can say so much, or a piece of music or a piece of art.
So what has the song achieved since it's been out? I mean, you've basically just given this as a gift. You're not selling it. You've put it up online. Anna Bligh got a copy of it.
Yeah, it's on the Premier's website. It's been played on ABC Radio throughout Queensland. Lots of the community stations are playing it. Easter Fest are using it as one of their major promos in the background. So, yeah. It's getting out there, which is great. We just wanted people to be able to hear it, and hopefully the tune gets in their head, and when they're feeling a bit down, they go, oh, you know, there's something to kind of hum along to.
Mm. Okay, well, if people want to get a copy for themselves, translatorrecords.com, I can get it there. Translatorrecords.com. Okay, now just before we let you go, it's been, you know, years, you and also your husband, Andy Sorensen, you know, we're doing the traps and doing gigs all over the place. The last few years, you've been focusing on production and things.
That's right.
I hear then you're going to kind of hit the traps again.
Yeah, we are. We made some space in our lives so that we can start to be creative. Andy's got a show coming up this week on the Sunshine Coast, and we've got a new sort of whole show for him that we're working out. And we're touring with the Sowers again in May.
We had them on Open House last year.
That's right, yeah. Yep. So they're an African group, East African music, and beautiful musicians. Again, they've been through, you know, tragedy and hard times, but you can hear such beauty and depth in their music, and we're really keen to get them out in front of some audiences again, and it's going to be an exciting year.
Oh, sounds like it. Kathy Johnston, great to talk to you.
Thank you.
Great to catch up with you again, Kathy Johnston. Again, if you want to hear that song, grab a copy for yourself, pass it on to some family and friends maybe that you know who were affected by the floods, either in Toowoomba or Brisbane or Ipswich or in some parts of Victoria. Translatorrecords.com is the address.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology. To hear more from Open House, visit openhouseonline.com.au.